Hallelujah. Come on, there's some things that we can't see that the Spirit of God wants to reveal in us. Hallelujah. So I just want you to receive that right now. I want to build your faith. Hallelujah. I want to build up your faith in the Spirit as we declare it. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. Come on.
Waymaker, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker. Waymaker, miracle worker. Even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop.
Oh, hallelujah. For that's who you are, God. He's our miracle worker. Oh, he's our way maker. Come on, just worship here tonight. Come on, just bless. Sing your song unto God right now. Come on. Sing a song unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. Yeah, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Worthy is his name. Come on, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God, though that's who you are. That's who you are, God. You make a way where there's no way. God, Lord, when, Lord, you're the God. You perform miracles, God. Hallelujah. That's who you are, God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want you to say, Father. Now I want you to hear this. Listen, I'm here to tell you tonight, you got a good, good Father. He's relentless for you. Even when you're not looking for Him, even when you don't feel Him, He is near. He's looking for you. He's a stalker. He never gives up. He never gives up. Hallelujah. Till we give in. Because He wants you to be full. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be set free from any bondage, any addiction, any pain, any hurt that someone might have brought in your life. Hallelujah. Because that's who He is. Hallelujah. He came that we might have life and life more abundantly. That's who He is. Hallelujah. So we receive it, Heavenly Father. I receive what You desire to give me here tonight. I have come here tonight, God, Lord, to receive all that You have for me, Father. Lord, that I won't walk out of this moment the same. Hallelujah. But this will be a kairos moment. A moment, hallelujah, set within the depths of my heart that will remind You that You're great, that You're worthy, that Your goodness goes on and on and on. Hallelujah. This will be a moment I'll remember. In Your name we pray. Amen. Come on, give God a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was that good tonight? Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. I don't think they got done till 3 o'clock in the morning last night, huh? Come on. Bless me. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, 3 through 6 goes with right here. And who's in Lindsay? Hallelujah. 7 through 11. Come on, if any kids, come on, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. No 50-year-olds. I got the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just don't want to see you guys. Play for a minute. Come on. I just feel the real anointing in that. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I come prepared, but I'm willing to step aside and do whatever God wants me to do. But I just feel to encourage those who come, those that are guests here today. I just want to let the Lord lead and just guide us. Hallelujah. That's what's so awesome in the adventure with the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not sure which way He'll go. Amen. That's why we're to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. See, because in those moments, life moments, some of those life moments that the enemy would try to wreck your life, God wants to resurrect your life. God wants to breathe hope into hopelessness. Purpose and destiny. Because He knows you. He knows who you are. And I said that God's a stalker because I ran from God. I've been preaching about Jonas because Jonah. And the Jonas Brothers. I don't know why, but I'll get it right someday. But that guy named Jonah, man, whether he ran from God, and so many times we talk about it, hallelujah, that he was a disobedient prophet. But I'm here to tell you that that story is not about a disobedient prophet, but it's about a relentless father, hallelujah, that wasn't willing to give up, hallelujah. Even though Jonah felt like, I don't feel like I can get through this, I'm not sure. Because sometimes, see, I want you to hear this, that Jonah, he was in that place with God, and it became an opportune time when he was praying to God. And sometimes we love it when God tells us what we want to hear. See, I'm comfortable when God tells me what I want to hear, or where I want to go, or what I want to do. But sometimes God will redirect you. See, God told me to be a preacher, and I said, I went the other way. Because I felt like He was wrong. I knew better. So I ran. But I'm here to tell you, He's relentless. See, this means a lot to me. The, to ones that are out there touching those that have been addicted and have run away and have been homeless. I've been there. I know what that means to be in a hopeless place. But I'm here to tell you, a relentless Father never stopped chasing me. Hallelujah. When I went to one side of Pennsylvania, He went with me. Hallelujah. Even though I didn't recognize it. Even though, and sometimes I didn't feel it. Oh, that's who He is. Even when I didn't feel that He was working. Even though I didn't see that He was working. He was. Because that's who He is. See, God wants to work His salvation. Sit in my office and God says, I want to work. I want to wrap my salvation power. I want to reveal in the fabric of... That was the word. The fabric of your life. I have worked my salvation into your life. See, I want you to know that, man, there's something powerful about hearing that. I want you to hear this. That I have worked my salvation into the fabric of your life. To choose me. And to let me lead you and guide you. Because, listen, I want you to know that it becomes an opportunity to receive what God has for us. Every one of us have that choice in life. That we decide, because God doesn't force us. God knocks at my door. He doesn't violate my space, but He asks, can I come in? And He's relentless, hallelujah. I want you to know that He keeps knocking. And you see, that's where He was with Jonah, because Jonah came to a place where he was hearing from God. And he was at the place, and everything that God was saying to him was okay, because of the agreement. But God told him to go where he didn't want to go, where he didn't feel to go. But I want you to know that God was working on Jonah's heart just as much as He wanted to work on Nineveh. He was working in the heart of Jonah, because there was something inside him. Something in the depths of his heart that was broken. Probably because the Nineveh, those ones that were there, were the Assyrians, maybe hurt his family or hurt those ones around. I don't personally know. But I know that there was some resentment. There was something built up within him, even though he wanted to walk with God. See, God wanted him to be whole. God didn't want that emptiness and that void to come out of him, because that's what hurts people. That's what God wants to walk in the Spirit, because He wants to continually heal us. The Bible says in Philippians, to work out your salvation. Not work for your salvation. But let God work out of you in this relationship that we have with Him. This journey that we take, that He wants to take with me. I want you to hear that. I want you to say that God wants to take a journey with me. Even if you don't see it, even if you don't feel it, I want you to know that God wants to journey with you in life. God wants you to experience all that He has. Without void, without spot or wrinkle. See, because He wants to interrupt what the enemy has done for evil, God, hallelujah, wants your life to bring forth His glory. So in His loving care, He was telling Jonah, listen, I want you to go there. He didn't even say, hey, you know what, listen, I want you to see that He wanted him to come to a place of repentance. And that word repent means to change your thinking. Means to turn about. Say turn about. See, in the direction you're going, God wants us to turn about and change the way that we think. See, God wants to change the way that we think. See, God wanted Jonah to know that He was a relentless God, that He was merciful in all that He was. See, Jonah only knew God's mercy for himself and for those around him. But God wanted to show him, I'm bigger than that. See, I want you to know that there was a revelation that I got of God. That it was Jesus loves me. Just those words. I want you to hear that and know that those words are powerful. They were powerful to a drug addict. That somebody said to me, Jesus loves you. In my misery, in my pain, as bad as I looked at myself, somebody stepped out and says, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And do you know what I did? I believed it. Because I was at the end of my rope, so I just believed. You see, the revelation came to me. That was powerful. It set me free. But I want you to know that when I realized, for God so loved the world, that revelation blew me away. Because the God that I seen, to me, became bigger than ever in a moment. That's who He is. He's powerful. He's mighty. And Jonah ran. I just want to read this one scripture. I just feel there's a couple things I'm going to feel tonight to do. Is that all right? He fled from the presence of God. So I want you to hear that. You say, well, that's impossible because His presence is everywhere. Yeah. But sometimes I'm not always there in that moment. Have you ever been not in the moment? Can you go back in your mind to think about when you were in school and you were sitting in the classroom? And the teacher would say, are you here? Huh? Because you were somewhere else. You were out doing something else. You weren't there. You weren't present at that moment. See, God wants to walk with that. We walk into. The Bible says in His presence is what? Fullness of joy. See, God wants us to walk in that place. To be in that space with Him. Oh, hallelujah. To be in that space. To be in that place with Him. The Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, hallelujah, under the shadow of the Almighty God. See, there's a place, hallelujah, that in my mind when I'm standing in faith, knowing, hallelujah, even when I don't see it, even when I might not feel it, even though God's working in my heart and I'm uncomfortable with it, don't touch that place, God. That's mine. I'll give you everything. But God butts into our butts. He interrupts our butts. Because why? I have come on a mission to give you life and life more abundant. I'm not leaving out anything that I am. I won't hold back anything. Isn't that awesome? God says, I won't hold back anything to you. That's who He is. And He desires this relationship with me. And I said that God, that He has designed salvation into the fabric of our lives. The Bible says this, that said before the foundation of the earth, Revelation 3:18, that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the earth. Can you say salvation? See, He was already in place, even before you did something wrong. Salvation was already embedded in it. The answer was already before us. All that we needed was in Him. Salvation went before us. For each and every one of us. So I want you to hear this and know that even though Jonah ran, and sometimes when you run, you got to pay the fare. We could see that Jonah paid the fare. And it said that he went down. And you can read that. It says like three times. He went down. And he went down. And he went down, hallelujah, as far as he could from the presence of God. But I want you to know that it was God that had salvation in the midst. There was opportunity at every turn in the midst. Jonah went through some things because he didn't take hold of that in the opportunities that God presented him. But when we do, everything that we need is in Him. I don't know what it is tonight. I feel this in my heart that no matter what it is, whatever we are, everybody here, that God has salvation planned. Hallelujah. To work out of your life in every situation that we go through. Every turn. Every door. Everything we face, His salvation goes before us. It's trusting Him. It's letting Him lead us. I want to get ready to sing that again. See, in the wind, when he went down, what you might think was destruction. Even Jonah, when he felt the wind smashing the sides of the boat, it was God's salvation. He thought it was the destruction. He thought it was his end, but in the midst of all that, God's salvation was wrapped up. He's redeeming. Even in his rebelliousness, God was chasing him down. His purpose was chasing him down. See, God has a purpose for each one of you. The Bible says in Jeremiah that he says that he knew you. Hallelujah. He knew you. Hallelujah. Before you even were in your mother's womb, he knew you. Tell someone, he knew me. And he decided to send his son that you could receive what he has for you, the salvation. That you can walk in all that he is and all that he has. That's beautiful. I desire that. I don't want to miss out on anything that God has for me today. See, the thing that was powerful with Jonah is that the Bible says that he said now. A word came to him now. See, God wants you to walk in a now word. Can you say now word? In the present. Sometimes I want you to know that we misrepresent God because we take what someone else said to us in the past about God out of a no relationship, out of this place, out of the with a no relationship, and they're representing the God, and they misrepresent God by the experience that they might have had. They present God to people wrong. See, God wants you to present Him now with the word present to touch people. With an experience with Him that you are in His presence, that you're present with God. And I desire to be present now. I just want us to stand. Hallelujah. We're going to sing Waymaker, Miracle. And then sing that again. And as we do, we're going to sing that one time. And then after that, I just felt led to have Pastor Rich come up whenever we pray that. And we're going to pray. I want to pray over the Extreme team. I want to declare over that. I feel God's got something to say. Hallelujah. Are you ready for that? So let's just receive what God has to say to us right now. Come on. Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, Waymaker, miracle worker, Waymaker, miracle worker. Ooh. Waymaker, miracle worker, Waymaker, miracle worker, Waymaker, miracle worker. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. And even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Waymaker,
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, searching every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Stretch your hands out.
You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
To hear something, man. I feel this in the spirit. I just want to tell you thanks. I just feel that the heart of God just wants to let you know, thank you. Thank you to giving unto the Lord. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for the sacrifice. It's not unseen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that you're sowing some seeds that, listen, I want you to know that maybe your lifetime you'll never know. But I want you to know that you're planting into the ground, hallelujah, into the fabric of somebody's life, salvation, hallelujah. You're planting salvation. You're putting eternity into the hearts of those that are lost, that are broken. You might never see it, hallelujah. You might never know about it. But I want you to know that that's who God is. Now it's in God's hands. That God's taking that, what you sacrificed, what you gave to God, and said, here. I want you to know that, listen to me. See, this is what God does. See, God created the tree, but He never built a piece of furniture. He gave it up to us to do that. He gives us opportunities in life to see what we do with it. See what our hearts do. See what how we're obedient if we take hold of what He has for us in that moment. Ah, so I'm going to declare over your lives, listen, blessing. I just see that God's going to bless each one of you as artists, as individuals, as ministry, as a whole, all together. The blessing of God. The miles that you travel. Hallelujah. To lift up our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift up our hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to pray over each one of these. I want to send you forth. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray, hallelujah, the blessing, God. Multiply, hallelujah. All that this family has, God, the gifting, the talent, hallelujah. Lord, release, hallelujah, the blessing and the favor, God. Lord, even the hearts, hallelujah. What's in the depths of their hearts to God? Hallelujah. Lord, the questions and Lord, the things that, God, Lord, that nobody else knows about, to God, Lord, but God, Lord, you do. I just hear you saying, I'm here, and I'm going to answer that thing that you've asked me to do. Hallelujah. I'm going to answer that thing, hallelujah, that asked me to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The door's open. Hallelujah. The door's open. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we just pray for blessing, God, over this family, God, Lord. Lord, I just feel that, God, Lord, it's a family, hallelujah. A family, hallelujah. Even in the midst of family, sometimes we do unto others, we do to one another that we shouldn't do, hallelujah. But, that, God, Lord, as we come together, we stand, that, God, Lord, in a covenantal relationship, in a relationship, that, God, Lord, that'll be immovable, unshakable, hallelujah. Lord, that we just come before you, God, with our hearts open, to God, Lord, say, here we are, God, hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now, to God, Lord, that you bring this about, even now, right now, God. Bring this about to God, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that this won't try to derail or this won't try to distract to God, Lord, the things that you have them to do in this place, in this moment, right now, God. Lord, but we just pray to God, Lord, as things have been settled in His heart to God, Lord, we just pray for release to God, Lord, and that right now in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Forgiveness, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. God, Lord, I just pray, hallelujah. Hallelujah, right now, hallelujah. Listen, hallelujah. Ken Mel, can I say something to you? Dream bigger. Come on, dream bigger. I'm telling you, listen, dream bigger. Here's why. Because listen, once you fill something up so big and it gets so big, hallelujah, it can never go back to the way it was before. So God doesn't want you to dream small, hallelujah. He wants your dreams to be bigger, hallelujah. Because He's a big God, hallelujah. And all you ask, hallelujah, those things that are depth, God created you for this moment, for this time, hallelujah, to dream, hallelujah. So dream big, hallelujah. Dream big, hallelujah. See, and sometimes you might feel uncomfortable. You feel like, I'm not. This is why, because God's expanding you, hallelujah. He's causing, sometimes you feel uncomfortable with situations, but God's expanding you, hallelujah. He's causing you to be bigger, hallelujah. That God wants to fill up those spaces, hallelujah, in the depths of you, hallelujah. God wants you to see, hallelujah, what He sees, hallelujah. He wants you to see His plans for you, hallelujah. And His plans that He has for you, hallelujah, are for purpose, hallelujah, are for destiny. They're not for evil, they're not for a disruption, hallelujah, but they're for purpose, His purpose, His plan. Keep that focus on Him. Hallelujah. Don't look to the right. That's right. Hallelujah. Just Him. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. But look at Him. Look at Him. Do you know what was on the right of the cross? A thief. Do you know what was on the left of the cross? A thief. But you keep your eyes on Him. You'll never be lied to. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll make your way because He's the way maker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the pathfinder. He's the way, the truth, and life. Hallelujah. We declare it over your life as a family. Hallelujah. Blessing. Hallelujah. No more disruption. I want you to say that with me. No disruption. Hallelujah. No disruption. Hallelujah. No disruption. The connection. Hallelujah. Is connected. Hallelujah. Your hearts are right. Hallelujah. The connection is there. Hallelujah. Receive it. Hallelujah. The blessing of God. But we just declare favor. We declare in the midst of administration. Hallelujah. In that area, to God, Lord, that you have for them, to God, Lord, that you lead them, God, that you guide them. Hallelujah. We press blessing upon this family. Hallelujah. We bless blessing upon them, God, as you guide them, as you direct them. Hallelujah. As you lift them up. Hallelujah. God, Lord, guide them. Hallelujah. Fill every place, God. Fill every place. Hallelujah. As they step, God, Lord, go before them. Go before them and direct them, God. In your name we pray. Lord, I just pray, hallelujah, your guidance. Lord, I hear that you're our comforter. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. He's our comforter. There's nobody else around us that can comfort us like He can. Hallelujah. Like the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. As we release and receive it and say, God releases it. Man, I want you to hear that God says that that's who I am. That's what I do. I am the comforter. Jesus says that I go, that I can send you the comforter of my spirit. God's sending the comforter. Hallelujah. That's what He's here for. It's the comforter. Comfort our mind. Comfort our thinking, God. Lord, I pray that comforter, God, Lord, fill this man. In Jesus, right now. Thank you, hallelujah. I just pray, hallelujah, for each one of you. Hallelujah. Can I come up here and pray for you guys? Sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys are here for a reason. They're here, hallelujah. Man, you know what? 2 weeks ago, God told us that we were going to be a church to bless other ministries. to encourage, to strengthen, hallelujah. Because I know what it's like sometimes to feel like you're alone. Feel like no one else cares or no one knows what you're going through. But I'm here to tell you, there's those that Elijah said he felt like he was by himself. But he says there's 7,000 that haven't bowed their knees. There's those that are around you that God's placed in your life to pray for you. Even when you might not think it, nothing's God, they're praying for you. They're strengthening you. I've committed us as a family to pray for your ministry.
Amen.
To pray as individuals and as corporate upon each one of your lives. Hallelujah. Because I believe these are divine moments, hallelujah, that God connects. That God brings people together for moments like this. That we can be a blessing to catapult you. Hallelujah. To push you forward. Hallelujah. To cheer you on. Hallelujah. To say, come on, don't give up. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Don't stop, but keep moving. Keep moving. Hallelujah. Lift your head up. Hallelujah. For God, hallelujah, is with you. So I pray right now, hallelujah. Do you have something in the making? Like something in your heart to, like songs? You have some songs in your heart that... Are you together? Are you friends?
Yeah, we're in a band together.
We're in a band together. I felt the connection. But listen, I want you to release what's in your heart. Songs that God will place within the depths of your heart. That others will sing to glorify God. Songs that God wants to whisper in your ear. That are between you and Him. But that will be released to those around that will glorify God's names. Songs that came from your heart, from God's heart. See, God wants to release it. Hallelujah. God wants to release it. Hallelujah. So hear the songs. Put your pens together. Begin to get your pens ready. Amen. Come on, get your pen ready. Hallelujah. Because you're going to begin to write. The songs are coming to your heart. Hallelujah. They're coming. Hallelujah. Sing the song. Hallelujah. Don't be intimidated. Hallelujah. Because I see standing behind you that there's a guardian angels. Hallelujah. That God has before you. Hallelujah. Even before you step into different areas. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be worried. Because God makes the way for you. As you declared it in your heart tonight. Hallelujah. I just seen the Lord going before you, hallelujah, and moving obstacles and things out of your way that you're not able to do. I'm here to tell you, my daughter, hallelujah, I'll make a way where there is no way, hallelujah. I will take out of your way those obstacles, the resistance, hallelujah, the gainsayers, the ones that might speak evil against you, hallelujah, for you are my child. Listen to the calling of the Father, hallelujah, goes before you. Lord, we just pray blessing upon them, God. Oh, lead them and guide them. Hallelujah. Direct them, God, Lord. Hallelujah. As you begin to bring the rhythm. As you begin to bring the rhythm. Hallelujah. As you begin to put things in order and places to God, Lord. I just pray to God, Lord, the blessing and favor upon each and every one of them. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, the one that's been behind the scenes. God, Lord, blessing. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for breakthrough. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're looking for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're looking for a breakthrough. I just felt that. Hallelujah. A breakthrough. I want everybody to shout breakthrough on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. There it is. Come on. One more time. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. One more time. Breakthrough. Lord, hallelujah. Blessing, God. Blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to hear. Listen. These great men and ministers of God, they're leaving after this to go out into the streets. We pray safety. The people that are going to be out on the street are the ones that God's going to lead to you. Hallelujah. The ones you'll find. The ones that will be there. Hallelujah. Speaking of the lives. Hallelujah. Just go forth with the blessing of God. Hallelujah. That we unleash, we open the doors of our city to you. We unleash, we open the doors, hallelujah, to go forth, hallelujah, to bless our city, hallelujah, to speak life into our city, hallelujah. We thank you for that, hallelujah. We honor you for that, hallelujah. And God bless each and every one of you, but we pray right now. Come on, let's just press our hand, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we just pray for guidance, for safety, for direction. We pray for tomorrow, God, Lord, for just the flow, hallelujah. As they step up on that stage, hallelujah. Each one of them, God, Lord, let there be just Lord, as they're all different, but one. Different voices, different expressions. of a God that's big. God, let them flow. Let it flow out of their hearts to God, Lord. Let it water the grounds. Let it stir something. Let it stir something in Jesus' name right now. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. I want to thank Rich and Lord Damien, hallelujah, and his team for just taking care of them. Amen. Come on, just give them thanks. They're down there. They're feeding them and they're blessing them. Hallelujah. Listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to have Liza. She's going to be at the door right there. And listen, what we're going to do is, man, I just felt this, that if you have something in your heart just to bless them with, just with financially, because, man, they do this on their own expenses. They step out in faith. And I just want to bless them. So, man, if there's whatever you have or whatever that is you feel in your heart that God's telling you to do, just bless them. Sow into them as they sow into your city. Sow into their lives. In Jesus' name. Come on, bless them one more time. Hallelujah. And as we close the service, I just want, if anybody's interested in tonight, they're going to go out. All right, so she's going to be over there on that side. But listen, hey, real quick. They are gathering together right after. She's going to be in by the TV. And if there's anybody that they want to go out, they need some people that can help them with the area, that are familiar with the area, to kind of show them where to go, different places. At 9 o'clock, if you can. But if not, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, down at the Riverwalk, invite somebody. Can you say that you're going to invite somebody? Send it out on media. Send it out. Come on, just invite somebody, encourage somebody to come. Or bring somebody. Just to sit there. There's all kinds of artists. If you can't, just pray. Come on, prayer. Prayer works. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer works. Amen. So just come on. Just give one more round of applause. Hallelujah. They'll be here if you want to talk to them. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. Amen. Come on, he's knocking at our hearts. Open up and let him in.